Meda Mladková is a Czech art collector who spent more than half of her life in exile, mostly in the United States. In 1968, she established a collection of Czech art, which she brought to the United States from behind the Iron Curtain. After the Velvet Revolution in 1989, Meda Mladková returned to Czechoslovakia and donated her entire collection to the country. I met Mrs. Mladková in her museum on Prague's Kampa Island, and started by asking how she became involved in art collecting in the first place.
My husband was a great Czech patriot, and he believed that when the culture remains, the country will too. I never had a job. I always studied art for years, and so he helped me that I could travel and really help the Czech artists. This was maybe 67, I think. I came for the first time from exile to Prague, and I was really so very happy what I saw. I visited many studios and theaters, and it was just extraordinary time. I think the best time in maybe 100 years of Czech culture, because everybody was hoping now it will be wonderful, and they were creating in every field, the art, in the film, in theater. It was just extraordinary. And then 1 year later, of course, the Russian came, and there was terrible disappointment, terrible tragedy for the country. And I persuaded the Ford Foundation, and they made a special grant, if you wish, for the Czech humanities. I'm very proud that I did choose very well the first people. It was Havel, for example, Chalupecký, the best Czech critic of his time, but it stopped a few months after the occupation.
Was it difficult to get in touch with Czech artists at that time because of the Iron Curtain?
No. I came 67, and when I came, I visited three people. One was Kotalik, the director of National Gallery, one was the Minister of Culture, and the third Minister of Education. And I told them, look, I'm Czech, I'm against your regime, my husband also, but we are not spies, we want to help. If you give me possibility that I visited anybody I want, I promise you I will never ask who is in the party, who is not. It does not interest me. I'm interested only in the quality of the person. And all three were absolutely enthusiastic.
Who were some of the artists that you visited at that time?
Everybody. I mean, 50 artists maybe. I cannot tell you one after the other. Kolář, Jiří Kolář. And, of course, Chalupecký, the critic who would direct me in other studios. It was an incredible time for me. And then I did a first show in Washington, 68.
I assume that for many of the Czech artists, that was the first opportunity to exhibit outside of the country.
It was the beginning of our collection, because this art centrum, this was a new organization in Prague. You could have a show through this organization or through the National Gallery. Otherwise, you could not. Nobody wanted to have this, because everybody knew this would be, of course, not independent. So they came, a whole delegation from Prague, to tell me, Mrs. Mladek, we are in a trouble, the whole organization. Will you please buy everything quickly? We will reduce the price, because probably even our organization will be closed. So we had to buy the whole show, and there started our collection. We liked it so very much. It was cheap, but still very expensive. We were not rich, so I remember my husband took a loan from the bank or something. In any case, we bought it, and this is the beginning of the collection.
But as far as I heard, the very beginning of your collection, or one of the first pictures that you acquired, was a picture by František Kupka.
No, this has nothing to do with this. This is another collection. Kupka was done when I was living in Paris, 55, 56, 57, 58. This is a collection which I did by love, because I love Kupka immediately, because he changed my life, that I started to understand art and feel art, really. We have two collections, if you wish. One is the Kupka collection, and the other one is the collection of Central European art. I started with the Czechs, then I bought this whole collection. I didn't want to be collector.
So how come you became one?
I was trying to help the Czech artists, then the Poles, then the Hungarians. You see, afterwards, it was George Soros who helped me that I could travel Poland, Hungary, Yugoslavia.
How did you get to the United States in the first place?
Oh, because I got married. 1960, I married my husband, and 48, I was studying in Switzerland. So I came to Prague, and somebody told me, leave, because there will be a problem. I left, and a few days later, 48, communists came to power.
And then in 1967, that was the first time that you returned?
Yeah, after 19 years.
What did you think of Czech art when you saw it?
I thought it was absolutely unbelievable. It was the best period in the Czech culture in maybe 100 years because it was such an enthusiasm, such a great joy. It was just an unbelievable period.
Do you think that this was because of the isolation that the artists found themselves in?
Yeah, I mean, they lived in a horrible period of their life. They could nothing, they could not exhibit, they couldn't sell, but they still created. This is fantastic. But you see, to create in such a time really needs even physical strength. But I think I have the best, which was great at the time, because nobody was interested. Look, who would buy such a big sculpture? You see, today there are new galleries, new museums, and I am more and more proud of what I did, because it would not exist. And today people come from all around the world, and they say, my God, we didn't know this existed. Because they don't know it.
So the art collection that we are now talking about, the Czech part of the collection, would it stand comparison with world art?
I think it was that time better than the West, in my opinion. Because they really created by heart and by sentiment, like Matisse always wanted. Today, you see, there are millions of artists, hundreds of thousands of galleries. You know, it's such a mess in the whole world.
Is art an investment for you?
Not for me. But young art people just buy hoping, yes, it is a good investment, or because they want to decorate their house. It's a totally new world.
So do you see yourself as a philanthropist?
No. Not really. My husband, as I told you, was a great patriot, and he understood we have to help. I think we did help, finally, because today the whole world comes to see our museum. It's fantastic.
What led you to the decision to donate your art collection to the country?
This was very easy. My husband died a few months before the revolution, 89, and I came, I think, in December. So for me, yes, it was clear. I have now this great collection. It was created in this region. I don't have children. And this is the American spirit, no? So I decided I will give it to the country.